Music lives in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, where WRTI's Meredy Duddleston finds the Greater South Jersey Chorus honing its sound.
On a balmy spring evening, members of the Greater South Jersey Chorus stretch their bodies and warm up their voices for rehearsal. Artistic director Dean Rischel leads the ensemble made up of roughly 90 voices. The chorus's 20 years of concerts have included performances at Carnegie Hall and the National Gallery of Art in Washington. Under the baton of Rischel, a vocal teacher who also composes and arranges, its artistic reach includes the classics, the Humming Chorus from Puccini's Madame Butterfly, Orff's Carmina Burana, Alexander Borodin's Polovitsian Dances from Prince Igor. Rischel's music sensibility reflects what's so elusive about creating a musical sound. And it comes not from the mouth, the head, or the heart, but the gut.
You follow your instincts, as long as you don't violate what it says in the music. Like, O Fortuna, yes, it's big. How big? What's the color of it? I like to think in some way, maybe, I could channel the composer. That sounds very presumptuous. But sometimes I just know. Now, whether I'm right or not, I'm not sure, but I know, you know?
And turning to the chorus of the Hebrew slaves from Verdi's Nabucco, the Greater South Jersey Chorus perfects its sound.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.